Balloting is underway on the fifth and final day of referendums in separatist-held regions of Ukraine. Votes on whether to join Russia are being held in four areas under Russian military occupation. They include the self-declared Donetsk and Luhansk republics in the east, and Kherson and Zaporizhia in the south. Kyiv and Western allies say the votes are a sham orchestrated by Russia. Moscow says any annexed areas will be under its full protection. Well, let's get the latest from Charles Stratford in Kyiv. So, Charles, are these referendums continuing despite the ongoing war?
That's right. The final day of these referenda, described by Ukraine, its allies and the UN as being a complete illegitimate, illegal sham. It's very difficult to get, obviously, verifiable information and to look at verifiable pictures coming out of these Russian-occupied areas where these votes are ongoing. Over the last couple of days, we've been trying to source material. Certainly pro-Russian media is very keen to tout what they say is obviously a fair and free election going on there. But it's been very interesting looking at some of the interviews that have been aired. Many of the people, as you can expect, being interviewed, saying that they are for Russia, but many, many people refusing to speak on camera. Many people looking very nervous about being interviewed. We understand, certainly according to Ukrainian authorities, that around in the Lugansk region alone, which is pretty much fully occupied by Russia, there are around 350,000 Ukrainians still living there. Now, of course, hundreds of thousands of civilians left when the war started and have left prior to that, actually, during the 8 years of conflict with Russian-backed separatists. And certainly the authorities, the Ukrainian authorities that we've spoken to here, we spoke to yesterday the head of the regional military administration, a gentleman called Sergei Haidai. He says that these, what he describes as illegal referenda, have absolutely zero impact on Ukraine's military strategy. He appealed to Ukrainians in those areas and said that they should move away from what he said were military sites. He said that the campaign would continue. He said that Ukraine would be furthering its pressure on the European Union and its NATO allies to increase sanctions on Russia. His comments with respect to this partial mobilization, as the Russian leader Vladimir Putin described it, this gentleman saying that this again had no impact whatsoever. He said that we destroyed the regular Russian army and now we will destroy its irregular one, its unprofessional one. He described these men as being cannon fodder for Ukrainian guns. Meanwhile, fighting continues in various regions. We're hearing of rocket attacks overnight on the town of Mykolaiv in the south, also an area to the north of that, an area called Bushtan. The Ukrainian authorities saying that they took down overnight what they say were at least two, maybe three Iranian drones being used by the Russians to attack Odessa. And we also know that there is ongoing fighting around the city of Donetsk and the wider region. And what the Ukrainian authorities are saying is that this referenda, no matter it taking place, no matter this mobilization of more Russian forces into this area, they're expecting even more heavy fighting in the days and weeks to come.
Charles Stratford, live for us in Kyiv. Thank you.